Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're having a wonderful beginning to your weekend, but I can tell you most certainly who is not. And that's none other than New York Attorney General Letitia James. We have got some breaking news here. The woman who tried to destroy Donald Trump with a $450 million fraud case just got exposed for the exact same crime she prosecuted him for. And gang, this goes way beyond anything anyone imagined. The irony here could not have possibly have been scripted more perfectly. Seriously, reality is stranger than fiction. Here's what we know. The Federal Housing Finance Agency just sent a criminal referral to the Justice Department. And Attorney General Letitia James is now under FBI investigation for mortgage fraud. Now, here's the kicker. Her lawyers are all trying to claim that this is just, it's simply a matter of what they're calling, quote, clerical errors. That's all clerical errors. However, we're finding out that this is involving a decades-long pattern of financial deception that would make the Clinton Foundation blush by comparison. Let's start with Letitia James' Virginia Beach house. So in 2023, while serving as New York's Attorney General, a position that legally requires her to live in New York, she declared her Norfolk, Virginia property as her principal residence, apparently to get better mortgage rates. And yet, when it came to her own financial disclosure in 2024, it lists her New York property as her primary residence. So we have a clear discrepancy there. But here's where it gets rather juicy. James owns a Brooklyn property that has an official certificate of occupancy for 5 units. But on every single mortgage document for over 20 years, she's only listed 4. Now, why does that matter? Because properties with 4 units or fewer qualify for residential loans with much better interest rates. 5 units are commercial property with higher rates and stricter requirements. And apparently, for 20 years, she represented the 5-unit property, the commercial property, as a 4-unit residential property. In fact, one whistleblower reportedly found 6 active electrical meters on the property, 1 for each unit plus a common area. The New York City Department of Buildings reportedly confirmed that it's configured as 5 units. So that would mean that James has been lying to banks for basically 25 years. But that's nothing. We're now learning what's probably the strangest revelation in all this. You ready for this? In 1983 and again in 2000, James, who never married, allegedly signed mortgage documents listing her father as her husband. That's right. She pretended to be married to her own dad to meet lending requirements. Again, her lawyer claims this is just all a clerical error. But when you're talking about mortgage fraud, intention doesn't matter. Results do. And the results got her better loan terms through deception. And of course, this fits with what we've seen with her principal residence designation, as well as her representing a commercial property as a residential property. Now, obviously, the hypocrisy here is staggering. Remember, this is the same woman who prosecuted Trump for allegedly inflating property values to get better loan terms when she was doing apparently the very same thing. This is the same woman who lectured us that no one is above the law while apparently breaking those very same laws for decades. The irony is so thick, I mean, you could cut it with a knife. James tried to destroy Trump with a $450 million judgment for financial misrepresentation. And now she's facing the exact same charges. The latest is that FBI Director Kash Patel has confirmed this is, quote, a case of great public importance being handled directly by FBI headquarters. A grand jury in the Eastern District of Virginia has already issued subpoenas. This is not going away, and it is not mere political theater. Again, FHFA Director has officially referred James for criminal prosecution, citing violations that could include wire fraud, mail fraud, bank fraud. Each of these carries up to like 30 years in prison. And here's the cherry on top. You ready for this? The New York legislature quietly slipped language into their state budget, allowing James to use taxpayer money to fund her legal defense. I kid you freaking not. While working families in New York are struggling to meet expenses with the state's out-of-control cost of living, those same taxpayers are actually being required to pay to defend this attorney general's alleged crimes. Now, ultimately, this isn't about Letitia James. This is about a corrupt system where Democrats prosecute their enemies for the very crimes they themselves commit. I mean, it's technically known as projection, right? You know that. Projection allows the projector to admit there's a crime without admitting to the crime. Projection allows the murderer to admit to a body all the while trying to frame someone else for the murder. And this is what Democrats do all the time. They hide their corruption by projecting that corruption onto others, which enables them to admit that a crime has been committed, which everyone can see, but without admitting to the crime that was committed. So this is all about weaponizing the justice system, all the while breaking the very laws they claim to be enforcing. The woman who built her entire career on exposing fraud and deception now stands accused of deceiving banks, mortgage companies, and the public with that very same fraud for over 40 years. If these allegations are proven true, James could face decades in federal prison. But here's why it really matters. By God's grace, we are witnessing the collapse of the two-tier justice system. For too long, Democrats have prosecuted Republicans while protecting their own. I mean, we've seen it of late, of course, with the whole Hillary Clinton-Russian collusion hoax. While James Comey and the FBI bent over backwards trying to exonerate Clinton for her actual crimes, at the same time, they were bending over equally backwards to try to fabricate fraudulent evidence to convict Trump of crimes he never even committed. That two-tier justice system is what's ultimately at issue here with Letitia James. And it looks like she's about to find out the hard way that the days of Democrats enforcing that two-tier system are indeed over. The truth always comes out, and justice is finally being served. Letitia James thought she was untouchable, but as her nauseating lectures taught us, nobody is above the law. I want to know what you think. Let us know in the comments section below. And of course, as always, make sure to smash that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless everyone. Take care.